Welcome, folks. Today we're going to talk about the elements of service marketing. The objectives of today's lesson are few. First is we got to learn of the concept of goods and services. We have to understand the characteristics of services marketing, especially in the context of the hospitality industry. Understand the features of hospitality marketing services and understand the hospitality marketing mix. So let us first define goods and learn about goods. Goods are of two types. Some goods which are consumed, they're perishable. I mean, they're consumed, they're gone. They're ineffective after usage. After they're consumed, they're gone. Food is one such example. Food is a good that is consumed and has to be replaced. Some goods are products that can be replaced by customers after some time. By using new products, by using different ranges. Goods example are electronics, gadgets, clothes, pens. I mean, there are lots of them. Goods are manufactured, made at a specific location, but can be consumed anywhere, can be used anywhere. Customers normally, they're separable from the point of manufacture to the point of consumption or the point of usage. Goods can be delivered to places where consumers live. Purchase of goods conveys ownership. I bought a watch, I own the watch. Manufacturer has no role to play in it. He or she will only come at the point of sale and at the point of if there are any repairs or services to be done to the particular product. Goods possess tangible form at the point of sale, can be checked prior to sale, watch is working, not working. Stocks can be created for future and stored for future sale. I can have 100 watches in that sale of the same kind in the store for future sale. Let's now move to services. They're intangible products. Those that cannot be seen, touched. The example will give you upscale restaurant or upscale hotel, the ambience, the atmosphere. Doctor, physician, healthcare services which they provide. Banking, insurance, contact services such as plumbing, painting, electrician, lots of them. Services are performed. They are delivered carrying out any specific location, but they're location-centric. Their customer participation is there in every service. Especially in the hospitality industry, customer comes into the restaurant, participation. Customer staying in a room, participation. There is a customer participation in every service. Customers normally also in the hospitality industry probably mostly travel to places to experience the services, to experience the atmosphere. Purchase of services merely confers temporary right of access. So if I have purchased a room for a night, it's a temporary right of access. At a predetermined place and time. I cannot say I purchased this today, but I'm going to use it tomorrow. No. Purchase it today, that's to be consumed today, cannot be consumed tomorrow. Services are intangible at the point of sale. You cannot be checked. I mean, check means you cannot live in a room for 3 days and then say I'll pay for the fourth day because I purchased them. Can experience it before I pay for it. Services cannot be held in one inventory. They're generally perishable services. Goods and services are offered in combination. This is particularly true for the hospitality sector, where the room is a good. But the use, because it is perishable and the services are tied to it, the air conditioning and the other aspects to it, becomes a service. A restaurant is selling food. Food is the good. But it is booking your table, it is providing your atmosphere, the person is coming and serving it to you at your table, clearing it, asking you for feedback, services. Some companies sell goods and provide maintenance and repair of services for those goods. basically technical, technological consumers, how to use their goods and etc. etc. Goods are purchased products resulting in the ownership of physical items, which can be used and consumed at my own sweet time. But a watch, I can wear it today, I can wear it, don't wear it for 3 days, I can wear it out of 50. The choice is mine, when to wear it, when not to wear it, to wear it at all also, after I purchased it. Services are purchased products. They don't create any ownership. But I have to experience it at the time of purchase. The use of the service is the experience of the service at a particular location, at a specified location. That's the service. Like I said, I've got a watch, I buy a watch, I can wear it today, I can wear it 10 days later. Don't wear it at all. The producer only comes, the manufacturer only comes into the question if the watch gets spoiled. Water goes in and other aspects. So there's no service involved in it. So let's get to hospitality service features. Seasonality and other variations are a factor in hospitality services. They drive demand. We'll get to all these as well. There's a interdependence of hospitality services. It's perishable. Room is perishable commodity. Room not sold today, I cannot recover the revenue of it. But yet I have a cost to bear. I have to clean it. I have to maintain it. I have to do everything with it, with that room, and on a daily basis. I have to pay rent for it. But I cannot charge anybody rent for it. So I cannot hold any stock in a room for a future date. There is a high cost of operations in hospitality. It's a highly capex-oriented business. There's intangibility to it. And sometimes there's a lower supply. Most hotel markets, they vary from season to season. They vary from weekday to weekend. They vary from holiday weekend or holiday days. Is like you had the Republic Day holidays, 2 days holidays. That is the season important for you. So different seasons of the year. Summer, winter. Winter season is the season for tourism in India. It's not too cold and not too hot across India. So it starts from October and it ends in March. Then you have the school vacation season, May, June. The rest of the months are not season, especially for our leisure travelers. Different months. December, January peak. October start, Diwali time. Different times of week. In a city hotel, Monday to Friday, the room sale is higher than Saturday and Sunday, where the F&B sale is higher. The F&B sale is lowest on Monday and Tuesday. Different times of the day, especially when it comes to food and beverage. Lunch business is lesser than and dinner business. So seasonality makes a big choice in marketing services also. Like I was saying, leisure tourism market is just based on seasonality. I mean, it's completely seasonal. Well, Christmas time, season time. October to March, season time. During summer vacation, season time. You know, you're in India where there are a lot of hot places. And lucky in India, most of our states have hill stations. So people visit hill stations during the summer periods. Monday to Friday, I mean Saturday, Sunday, weekend getaways, hill stations. And summertime, hill stations. There are some places in India where during summer times, there will be no tourists whatsoever. Like in some places in Rajasthan, where the temperature goes up to 55 degrees. Tourism is virtually dead. So some place businesses do close at that aspect, that period of time. Another thing which we have to note is the high cost of operations. Hospitality is a high cost operation. First of all, it's a capex related business. Then you have to maintain your capex. Then you have huge costs which are involved. Operational costs are very high. There are lots of fixed costs depending on the developed capacity. Very, very low variable costs are there. What are your fixed costs? Your premises, capital costs, very high. Your annual maintenance costs, very, very high. Your rentals, if you're renting the place or leasing the place, rates are very high. Equipment, yeah, then you have to repair the equipment, you have to maintain the equipment, you have to renew services, air conditioning, you have to maintain plants if it's a big hotel. Your lighting all over the hotel. Energy costs, you have just getting electricity, a commercial license for this is very expensive and high fixed cost. So every month you have to pay for the amount of demand which you have. Insurances, because hospitality involves a lot of capital costs, the insurance is very high. There is salary and wages, insurance of employees also very high, because you know it's a highly risk, it's a risk oriented job. You can fall, you can hurt yourself, so all those insurances, health insurances cost a lot of money. Salary and wages, whether you are full or you are going at 50% to employ the staff for full, you have to make provisions for the full. Eh? So you have full-time employees also all the time. The salary wages are very high. The admin costs are very high. And naturally, because if you're running a high-cost-centric organization, you'll spend a lot more money in marketing expenses because you want people to come. And most of these costs are 12-month costs, committed for the year. All your insurance you pay yearly. Your licensing costs also yearly. Your rentals are yearly, committed for the year. You can't rent a place for 1 month and I won't rent for the next month and I'll rent for another month. Doesn't work that way, no? You have to pay these costs whether you are 5 rooms, 50% occupied, 5% occupied, 80% occupied, 100% occupied. These costs have to be paid. So your commitment to costs is very high. Your commitment to sales also has to be very high. Travel services and hospitality and travel both put together are various suppliers. It's not an experience for a person who's doing a leisure travel. It's not only coming to a hotel and staying in a hotel. It is about the travel agent. It is about booking. It is about the airline. It is about the tour guide. It is about where they go. So it's an amalgamation of various producers. Cannot ever be provided by a single enterprise. Single enterprise cannot do all those things. There are many components which come together and complete the entire tour of the guest, make it a valuable experience. Even for a person who's coming from, I am going from Bombay to, let's say, Bangalore. I'll fly from Bombay to Bangalore, or I'll train from Bombay to Bangalore. My experience starts from the journey when I leave my house. The journey, then the taxi ride to the hotel, then the hotel, then whatever I do outside, then come back to the hotel again, then on the way back, even if I'm doing that. So hospitality, not hotel, hospitality as a service is an amalgamation of a lot of providers. Like I said, travel, airline providers, seat to travel, hotels provide accommodation, travel agent facilitates booking, fine dining restaurant provides me the food and the experience of the food. And these are all intangible services, are all intangible products. So these are all intangible things. My seat is a tangible item which I'm sitting on, but the experience in the flight is intangible. I can't be... So services are described as intangible items. Cannot be experienced, heard, seen, smelled, tasted or touched prior to being purchased. No one is going to allow me to sit on a seat of a flight without me having purchased a ticket. No one is going to allow me to stay in a hotel without me having paid for the room. Unless I own the hotel or I'm a house guest, that's a different story. I like shopping when I go to buy a car. I'll give you a test drive. There are no test drives in hotels. For large banquets, I may give you a food tasting. So if I give you a food tasting, but that I'm making for one person, does not mean that the same product will be given when you come in as a group for a banquet. So you have to buy the services. Without the buying the services or the product, it is intangible. Like I said, for example, you cannot stay overnight in a hotel, test out the room, without being expected to pay first. Marketing intangibles create difficulties for the service provider. You have to, as a marketing person in the hospitality industry, provide information in which will help the person choose, which will satisfy the person's needs, and whatever you promise, you have to deliver on. The challenge for marketers in the hospitality is to provide such information that would encourage customers to choose them without creating the hype, without creating the expectation, and then failing to deliver. Customer satisfaction is paramount. I can't promise the moon and then give them earth. I can't promise them New York and then deliver Pakistan. Won't work. Role of marketing communication is designing effective promotional material to generate appropriate booking. I have to promise what I can deliver. Even if I go above the promises what I can deliver, I have to ensure delivery. That is my role as a marketing. My communications has to be perfect in that aspect. The customer does not expect too much. Now, like I said before, hospitality is the most perishable of commodity in the market. Even travel products, airline seat is very perishable. It's not going to come back. Once the plane has taken off from one place to the other, the seat is empty, you're not going to fill it in the midday. You can't fill it. Room is the same thing. A room not used today can never be sold. It is a perishable. Room will be available for sale tomorrow. But today's room sale is lost, a sale lost forever. The same goes with every aspect of travel. Every aspect of travel. So when you don't sell a particular service for today, that service is lost forever. You already hired staff to sell that service. So you're paying for the staff. You already paid rent for the room or the hotel. So you're paying rent for that room when you divide the rent into rooms. You have to clean the room. You're paying for that. You have to maintain the room. You're paying for that. Just cannot be locked up and reopened next day. That doesn't work that way. So service productions can be seen in terms of capacity and not in terms of quantity. Capacity utilization is the only utilization which you look at. When customers are present on the service, are present on the in the premises, and are utilizing your services, the most difficult aspect is managing inventories. Fluctuating demand creates a lot of issues. When the demand fluctuates, your inventory management becomes critical. You have to optimize guest customer satisfaction. You have to optimize sales. You have to optimize profitability. And managing the inventory is crucial. You know, you price at the peak, your price is higher. So when there is peak demand, let's say in December, your price goes from 5,000 to 9,000, 8,000. And let's say in April, when the demand is low, your price goes from 5,000 to 3,000 or 4,000. So you've got to vary your prices. You have to try and get maximum returns when the peak demand is there. Because, and during peak demand, there is the supply is limited. The supply is fixed. If there are 5,000 hotel rooms in a city, that hotel room from 5,000 will not go to 6,000 because the demand is high. Creating hotel rooms is not that easy. In the low season, again, that 5,000 room will remain 5,000. But if the demand is 2,000, you have to then undercut market, do attractive promotions, do other things to ensure that you get sales. So it's a highly perishable commodity because of that. Hospitality and the travel services are closely linked. One cannot go with the other. A travel agent cannot do without a hotel, and a hotel cannot do without a travel agent. It's as simple as that. Because if a customer is coming and traveling into a particular location, there is airlines which are used. There is not only travel agents, airlines also cannot do without hotels. There's airlines which are used, there are cab services which are used, there are other services which are used by other providers. They just go hand in hand. And obviously, production in hospitality can only be completed if the customer is actually present. The only way that production is completed without the customer being present physically at the premises is during home deliveries, which is a fairly new concept now, picking up. The act of production and consumption is simultaneous, which will remain simultaneous even during home delivery. The experience of hospitality and travel product exists when it is produced as well as consumed. You cannot store a product between production and consumption in the hospitality and the travel services. You can't store an airline ticket. If the flight has taken off, there's no use of that airline. That's it. You can't store it and use it later. Partly as a result of inseparability, hospitality operations suffer from considerable fluctuation in the standard delivery of service because an establishment cannot control the services of another. I cannot control the services which a person gets in a Vistara flight or an Air India flight or an Indigo flight or by the cab driver. If he's taking my hotel cab, I can control that. But if he's taking a travel agent's hotel cab, I can't control that. The car may be the same, the fuel may be the same, but the person who's driving it is different. So his behavior, I can't control. These factors, I cannot control. I can't control the tour guide. Cannot. It's not in my hands. So human element is, human factor is a very important factor in variability. And services comprise a high element. There is a very high element between an interaction between customer and staff. Every time I go into a restaurant or walk into the lobby of a hotel, it's a unique performance, a unique event. I may be going into the same hotel all the time, but I'm not going to see the same doorman all the time who's standing there. I'm not going to meet the same person. I'm not going to say the same words, neither is he. He's not going to be in the same mood as I am. I'm not going to be in the same mood as I was the previous time. So the every surface and every performance is unique. It depends, and because it's being it's a people's business. It's a business where people control people. So it makes it unique. Now there's another unique case. I come to the same restaurant. I love a particular dish. I order the same dish. It is cooked by the same chef, served by the same staff, in the same restaurant at the same time of the week. But my experience is different. It can be very different from one week to the next week. Cooking is an art. It's practically an art and a science mixed together. So why is it different? Because there are a lot of things which go into cooking. It's the perishability of the items which are used in the cooking of the dish. It is the mood of the chef who's making it, maybe the same person. He's not in a good mood to make it. So it could be perfect in one week and disastrous the next week. Same time, two different set of customers sitting on the same table, having the same meal, or sitting on a different table, having the same meal at the same time in the same restaurant could have different experiences whatsoever, because that would depend on the consumer. Or how I feel, on what the opposite person feels. It's not a fixed thing. So you walk into a restaurant, how you feel in the restaurant, how the people greet you, what is your mood you are walking into with I mean, anything can irritate a customer. So you may have different experiences whatsoever in a restaurant comes to it, whether you're eating the same thing or not. Let's now get on to the next topic, oversupply. Oversupply is what? Supply exceeds demand, that is oversupply. So it's a highly competitive market. Oversupply means highly competitive market. And there will be a price war, undercutting in the market, price competition, and it will affect everybody's profitability because you are fighting for a particular pie which is limited and everyone is fighting for the same pie. And there are too many of you. So situations and strategies. First, let's talk about intangibility. That's the unique service feature in the hospitality industry. What are the resulting situations which it produces? Cannot protect services through patents. You cannot displace services. Prices are difficult to set. Right? These are the three main resultant features. Now, what are the strategies is adopted to manage these features? What tackle these features? You stress on tangible cues, stimulate word of mouth, people start talking good about you. You create strong images, use cost accounting to help set prices. For example, you do creating strong images, you do create get restaurant revenues, you get critics of publicity to talk about you, you create the hype around you, you get good reviews. To help set prices, you do menu management, you do menu engineering, you do customization. Then you engage in post-purchase interactions, like you create loyalty programs. Then different other things which you can do. So you create a post-purchase interaction. Next is unique feature is perishability. You cannot slow your store. Cannot slow. What is the strategy? You manage demand and supply. You manage service delivery. You ensure that people are wowed when they come into your order. So therefore you do fluctuating demands. You use tools such as yield management, early bird specials. I mean, for restaurants you do happy hours, or buy one, get one free, lots of other things. Lots of other things you can do. Situations and strategies such as inseparability. What are the resulting issues? Consumers are involved in production. Other consumers present during production. And difficult to have mass production. What are the strategies you use for the situation? Good selection and staff training. Manage consumers. Staff training to manage consumers. To go the extra mile. For example, Marriott does the continuous training program. All the hotel chains do constant training programs. You have multiple locations. Franchising, chain operations, airline practices, variability. Sanitization and quality control are difficult, especially in restaurants. So, especially in restaurants, sanitization and quality control are very difficult. Standardization because it comes to menus and things that once you made a standard menu, people have to follow the menu, the standard menu. But the mood also depends, the style of cooking also depends, so from cook to cook it varies. So that has to be tackled with. Then you have a professional approach there. You industrialize your method, like fast food preparation, it's industrialized. A McDonald's burger will taste the same thing in McDonald's here in Bombay, it will taste the same thing in Delhi. Why? Because it's standardized production. It's industrialized. You customize services. You prepackage variations. So you do that to standardize the situation. Now, comparison to other forms of marketing. Now, products in hospitality what are the design travel are designed, adapted and promoted to meet the long-term and long-run needs, expectations and interests of potential customers. This is the basis of all consumer marketing formats and the foundation of all marketing theory. It's as simple as this. In hospitality, you are customizing products, or you're adapting and promoting products, keeping long-term needs, long-term issues in mind, interest of potential customers. And that's a foundation for every foundation of all marketing theory, so that's okay. In general, several service products have peculiar characteristics as they're inseparable and perishable in nature. There's a different approach to its entire thing. It's different from products or goods marketing for the simple reason that I am providing a service. When I provide a service, I expect you to experience that service. When I sell you a product, you experience the product, not the service. The service is an after effect, is not the main objective. In hospitality and travel, service is the only objective. Everything is dependent on service. If my service is not good, however good my product may look, the person is not going to come in. Service marketing theory is completely different from products and goods marketing. In services, you have to look at the, it's not a traditional mix which you take. You take a different kind of mix. Nature and demand of hospitality, travel and operating characteristics, supply industries determine marketing and hospitality and travel. So you will market differently to a leisure traveler and differently to a business traveler. In the same hotel, I mean, a destination like Aurangabad in Maharashtra is a business destination and a tourist destination. Ajanta and Ellora make it a tourist destination. Walu, just the industrial hub in Maharashtra, makes a business destination. So people come into hotels, they expect both kind of services in the hotel. But you have to market it differently to both segments. You can't say, oh, this is only leisure, this is only business. It doesn't work that way. Because there's only so many people going to the city. And you have to get as much as a chunk of pie from it. So you have to determine marketing in hospitality and travel depending on the segmentations. But the segmentations are be different segments coming at the same time at your hotel. Your promotion distribution will vary because of that. They have their own characteristics because of it. And then you can't, I mean, if you're selling an iPhone, you will sell an iPhone similarly to all people. But you can't sell a hotel similarly to everyone. So service marketing mix is the identification of the product, getting the price right. Price right for both kinds of customers, all kinds of customers. Business travel, leisure travel, different segments. The place location is the most important, especially when it comes to hotels. What are the promotional and distribution channels which you're using? Physical evidence, that means your various blogs and reviews which are written online. People and participations, process and marketing communications. That all involves in the marketing mix. So let's get to products. So mix is by organization and by customer. So by organization, you're talking about enhanced or bundled products, buffets, vacation packages. So I'm doing that, offering. As an organization, I'm doing buffets, vacation packages. I'm doing different types of offering. My airline crew is a different offering. But it's an offering. It's an organizational offering. My consumer, my offering provided different options. Everyone has a different option. Choices are available. Different components are available. You have the rental car agencies, which, I mean, you will have, let's say, online travel agencies, OTAs, by direct consumers. But by organizations, when you're going to a corporate, you're offering different packages, different aspects. Price, again. Organization and consumer, again. For organization, it's segmentation price, group discounts, group business, seniors. Organizations are also mean corporates and travel agents. They are organizations. big travel agents especially. So group discounts are there, segmentation prices are there. There are different offerings added to it. But by customer, it is value adds. Customized product, value adds which you do. Promotions, by organization. What promotions are doing by organization to corporates or anyone? You're doing one-on-one communication. You're going and meeting the corporate head of travel. You're talking to them. You're using different tools there. You're doing you're giving them different offerings there. By customer, what you're doing? You go to OTAs. You're doing interactive websites, hotel websites. You're doing social media tools. There are different interactive tools with customers. Place. Again, Mike, if you go to a corporate and you're a chain of hotels, you're offering multiple channels and multiple locations. You're offering them a specialized online booking reservation. You're offering them a particular person who's one person in charge for anywhere they stay. If you're going to a customer's coming to you, you're offering an interactive distribution network. You're using OTAs, online and OTAs, online travel agents, like MakeMyTrip, Bookings.com, etc. Product life cycles. Product life cycle is the introduction of a product life cycle. Marketing mix elements, product, price, promotion, and place. The four P's. So what is the product? It offers unique, high quality. How do you grow with that product? You improve quality. You add features for your maturity. And use profitable designs when there is a decline. Every product has a life cycle. And price. When your product is new and unique, it's your high skimming price. Your high skimming price. For growth, you have to reduce price sometimes. If the demand is more than supply. If the supply is more than demand. You have to reduce price. In maturity, offering in different types of discounts to various different kinds of clients. When your decline is again, you have to reduce prices. Promotion. Initially, in introduction, what are you looking at when you're promoting? Awareness. You're promoting awareness. You're making people come and use your property. Come and experience it. Then when you're growing, you're emphasizing on disadvantages, what all it brings to the table, what are the benefits. When you're maturing, you're differentiating with other brands. And when you're declining, you're reminding people that I'm good. My advantages and my differentiation. Place is one thing which is, in introduction, it's selective. When you're getting into an hotel, you are selective. Intensive, and you have to remain selective. Because when you get into a place, it's fixed mainly in the hotel. Now, occurrence of customer dialogue and organization. So pre-interaction, interaction, post-interaction, we development, marketing mix elements, products and services, pre-interaction and products and service, there's pre-interaction and interaction. Price, there's pre-interaction and interaction. Promotional distribution, there's pre-interaction. So basically what you're doing is when you're introducing the product and services offers, you're doing an interaction and then you're doing a pre-interaction. You're introducing yourself and then you're getting into that. In price, you're doing the same thing. In promotional mixes is when you're doing distribution of promotions, it's just the pre-interaction because there's no place, there is always a pre-interaction and interaction. Physical evidence, again, is the same thing. People participation, there's only interaction. And for the process in marketing communication, there is always a feedback process. So feedback process is also very, very important. So coming to the end of it, I'd like to thank you and I hope to see you in the next chapter. Thank you very much.